I ran back to headquarters. Even though I was operating on the very last of my energy reserves, I took the time to visit the chicken house. JT was standing out in front. 15 deranged hens were hovering nearby, gasping and holding their wings in front of their bodies and clucking about JT's latest accomplishment. The minute he saw me, a grin spread across his beak, and he began mouthing off.
You know, Pooch, if you'd make a little less noise in the mornings, I'd have an easier time growing up that son.
One bite of his tail feathers solved that little problem. Then I ran into Pete, who also made the mistake of mouthing off.
Well, Hanky, your little plan didn't work too well, did it? Just darn the luck.
He soon found it necessary to run for his life and climb a tree. Well, that took care of that. Having settled all accounts with all the local frauds and imposters, I returned to my bedroom under the gas tanks, did three turns around my gunny sack bed, and collapsed. All was well in the world. I had participated in the rising of the sun, shall we say, had thrashed a smart aleck rooster, and humbled the cat. I drifted off into sleep's warm embrace, knowing that I had done my part to make the world a better, safer place. It must have been 10 or 15 minutes later when my ears began picking up a new and odd sound. My left ear shot up, twisted around, and homed in on the sound. Holy smokes, we had an unidentified vehicle approaching the ranch. I leaped out of my bed and began barking the alarm. Get up, Drover. We've got a code 3 coming into headquarters. Get into bark the car formation and let's check it out. The little mutt lifted his head and cracked open his eyes.
Gosh, is it serious?
Every unauthorized penetration of the ranch is serious, Drover. And some are even more serious than others. Get into formation and let's move out. He did, and we went swooping around the south side of the house. Boy, you should have seen us. 25 yards out, we began a withering barrage of barking. Seconds later, we had the vehicle surrounded and had forced it to stop in front of the house. Pretty impressive, huh? You bet it was, but that was just the beginning.